Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are now soundly lower across the board, double-digit losses in the wheat market, almost double-digit losses in most corn contracts, and soybeans, which were double digits higher this morning, now we're encroaching double-digit losses. First, we'll start with the wheat market. Wheat trade softer. Yesterday afternoon's crop ratings showing the good to excellent category for the winter wheat crop down in the southern plains. 56% good to excellent. That's the highest we've seen in years. Same thing goes for the soft red winter wheat crop in the north. That's looking quite good. So wheat was under pressure all evening and throughout the day session. Corn trade turning south as China pretty much announced to their traders to slow their imports of corn from Ukraine. They're trying to elevate their corn prices domestically in China to fool their farmers into believing prices are higher at spring planting time, that they'll maybe get that in the fall. Well, that doesn't necessarily work here in the U.S., but in China, maybe it still does. So they're slowing down the imports of corn, which means if they're slowing the Ukrainian imports, they won't be coming to the U.S. anytime quite soon. So that put weakness into our corn trade today. Soybeans, they were firm overnight. Soybean oil bolting well over a penny a pound. We had a crush report out yesterday afternoon. Stocks for soybean crushing stocks down considerably from what was anticipated. So soybean oil was sharply higher this morning. It's still higher, but not what it was earlier in the day. And so now with the soybean meal slipping lower even on the crush, I guess on the crush we are 42% oil now on the crush. And so meal, as it moved lower, weighed on the soybean prices as well, and we gave up the gains we had seen there as well. So currently now we are down across the board. Soybeans for May off 11.25 cents, 11.74, getting close to where they were prior to the release of the crop report at 11 o'clock last Thursday. July beans off 11.25, 11.88. November beans down only 4.75 cents at 11.77 3/4, as the planting weather looks to get real good here in about 10 days, right on time for an early planting of corn. And of course, farmers, once they get those high-speed 36-row planters going, they like to keep planting a little more corn than they usually anticipate. So we're seeing weakness in the corn, not so much weakness in beans, even though we're soft there on the November bean contract. Corn, May, down 10.25, 4.25, July off 9.5, 4.93 3/4, with December corn off 8.5 cents, 4.66 1/4. Wheat, Chicago, May, down 12.5 cents, 5.44 1/2. May, Kansas, losing 11 3/4 cents, 5.63 3/4, with Minneapolis, May, who has been the loser the last few sessions, down the least amount. It's off 6.5 cents today to 6.28 1/4. But it is breaking to new annual ground and new yearly levels. We have the September new crop down 5 3/4 cents at 6.48. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Over in the livestock futures, we had a sharply higher run earlier today trying to recover from yesterday's late day sell-off, as news has surfaced that the one individual that did become infected from an H1N1 dairy cow basically had symptoms of pink eye. Treated with an antiviral, it's going to be fine. So it's only two cases in the United States, one back in 2022, same thing, no big deal. Same thing here as well. Reality is that things are going to work out. Nobody will ever drink any of the bad milk if there is, because it's pasteurized. It's not about the cut meats. There's no infection there for slaughter. It's the perceptions, the fear that this news story grows and people don't understand facts, that perception could slow our exports, slow consumer demand. It's kind of why hogs had such a great day yesterday when they had a bearish report on Friday. They turned around and went $4 higher from a lower start on the hog trade. Well, today we were higher again this morning, but now we're slipping to more of a mixed trade. We have the April cattle contract, which is up 82 cents at 180.90, while June is now down 7 cents, 175.25, October unchanged at 175.27. Now, box beef down 51 cents today on the choice, 305.23. Select losing about $1.77. That's at $300.02 presently. And so as the box beef trade softens, it'll be harder to get the bids up this week. The offers right now in the south are at 188 from the feedlots, but the packers aren't even putting anything on the table. Currently, the feeders show a gain of 87 cents on the April contract, 241.30. May feeders up 27 cents, 242.95. That is about $3.50 lower than the morning recovery high. Meanwhile, August feeders up $1.22, 252.87. November up 92 cents, 255.17. Over on the hog market, trending back lower on the day now. New contract highs were made in all the summer contracts earlier in the day, and now they've drifted off. We have the April hogs now down 37 cents, 186.57. June hogs are lower by 35 cents, 103.15. That's about $1.70 off of morning highs. Gold, new all-time high this morning, $2,297.90 before the profit-taking kicked in. We're still up $26 an ounce at $2,283, while May silver is up 89 cents, $25.96 as the metal buying continues. Gold, the dollar index, down 21 cents, 104.55, while Bitcoin again goes into another correction after failing to get through 73,000. We are now down $4,500 at 65,416. Ethereum is losing $248 to 3,268. Crude oil, New recovery highs overnight to 85.46 in the spot contract. Currently, May crude oil up $1.17. We're at $85.89. Gasoline is up 2.5 cents a gallon on the May contract, $2.73.5. While heating oil is up 7 cents a gallon, $2.69.75. Any questions? You can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening. And have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.